Let's get on to it. This week was really, really interesting because we had more time to prepare. So two amazing chidushim. One, I've got no rayas for at all, but I think it's going to be quite interesting to see. I've got no masorah for no rayas. But if it's right, I think it'll make our lives a lot easier. And the other one, Baruch Hashem, I was mechavin to a Rabbi Zalman on the sugya. It was a chidush in the Rambam, which we'll go through, and it seemed to be such a big thing to say. But over Shabbos, I found a long Rabbi Zalman saying it exactly, absolutely exactly, and aligning it with his brother-in-law, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Epstein, with something that he learned on it. So that was good. So we'll go through that and see. Did you manage to work through the Maror HaKomis?
Yes, we haven't done the Groh.
Okay, well, the Groh will be, once we've done everything else, the Groh will be easy. So let's work through it. I think let's work through it, Keseda, because then the Keseda becomes really fascinating. So if we start with the Gemara in Ksubis. So we're on Ksubis Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And we start there. So the issue, it starts on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Where Mativ Rav Bibi Bar Abaye.
Right there.
Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos. So this comes up all over Shas, a famous one. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye is saying, "Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos Chayev Shikvan is Chayev Beginayva Kodim Shioli De Yisus Kilo." Or your Megar B'Yotz and Megar B'Yotz Potu Shari Yisus Shabbos Beginayva Boim Keechot. So it's a classical piece on Kimle Midrabe Minay, illustrating the difference when the Kal and the Chomer come at the same time or not quite at the same time. So a person's going over Kis on Shabbos. Under normal circumstances, the moment he does a hagbor berushus the bailim, he's koine the kiss, and he's only chayav for Shabbos when he takes it out into shus harabim. The two isurim don't occur simultaneously, and therefore he's chayav for both. However, if he's megara v'yotze, so that he doesn't do a hagbor in the rishus habailim, then isur Shabbos u'gneiva boin keechot. Fine. So then the Gemara goes into a whole thing and says, but what is this Rishus that he is Megarit into? At the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Uvamai, about eight lines on the top of the page. E, Berav Revi, a little bit further. The Afkil Hechad, about 10 lines on the top of the page. E, the Afkil Rishus Arabim. Where is he taking this? Where is he rolling it out? He's megarer it out of the Rishus Bailim. Where is he megarer it to? If it's into Rishus Arabim, Isu Shabbos Ike, Isu Geneva Lecha. Then there's not yet an Isu Shabbos. There's not yet an Isu Geneva. Why not, says Rashi. Di Meshicha Beloi Hagbo Kasal Kedaitech Deloi Kanye Birishus Arabim. So we know, and Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Rambam and everywhere, that Meshicha doesn't work in Rishus Arabim. And that's where we're coming from. So to roll it into Rishus Arabim, he's not going to be koneh yet. So why would that be in Isur Geneva and Isur Shabbos coming simultaneously? If he took it from Rishus Bailim directly into his own Rishus, Isur Geneva Ike Isur Shabbos Lech. Because then the Meshicha will work, but it won't be yet in Isur Shabbos. So then they try and say it's Tzidei Rishus Arabim, and they go backwards and forwards until we get to the piece that concerns us, which is Rav Ashi Omar, just a little bit further than halfway down the line. Rav Ashi says, Take, they wrote it into Rishus Arabim. Says Rashi, Megara v'yotze deko'om apotu lo'ilom b'rishus harabim. With a kashilach isu geneva leka. And if you want to say, but in Rishus Arabim, how can he be kainer? So he says, "Kegun shetziriv yodo ilamata mishloisho v'kibler." He puts his hand less than three tefachim in Rishus Arabim, less than three tefachim above Rishus Arabim, and he rolls it out of Rishus Hayochid into his hand. Kiderove d'omarove yodo shelodom chashuv lika arbo al arbo. Says Rashi, "Kegun shetziriv yodo hashniyah lefachus mishloisho somach lekarke." V'yoda achas girero v'nofla l'toy chavete v'yoda kanyele. So that v'yoda kanyele is interesting because it seems to be that Rashi is saying it's not a kinyan mishikhe, and it's not even a kinyan hagbo, it's a kinyan yad. Where does this kinyan yad come from? Where do we find that in Mormonists there's such a thing as a kinyan yad? Kiderove. The Omar Rove, Yoda Shalom, Chashuba le'inyan hanocha Shabbos kemokom arba al arba. Rove in Hilchas Shabbos says that a yad, a person's hand, is considered a mokum choshuv. It's like arba al arba. Normally in Rosh Hashanah you can only have a hanocha if it's on a mokum arba shel arba. But if, for example, you put it on a post, which is just a tefach in diameter, then that's not a mokum choshuv. But a hand, even though it's small, is arba al arba. So the Rav Ashi is mechadish that Rova's din of Shabbos applies to kinyonim as well. It works as if he did a hagbo. But was not magbi in Rishus Hayochid. He was megari in Rishus Hayochid. The tigni le mikami de leisi. So then the two become two Isurim occur simultaneously. So that's how we cover it. Rav Acha Matni Hathi, that's Rav Acha learns like Rav Ashi. Ravina Matni, Ravina has a different shita. It's not Siddur Rishu Sarabim, it is Rishu Sarabim. But we don't have to come onto less than three Tochim, and we don't have to come onto Rove. Uve Rishu Sarabim, nami kan. Says Rashi, Ravacha matni haki kidam on the Meshicha b'Rishu Sarabim, loi kani yumuki lo kshetziv yodo v'kibro l'teicho. And he's claiming with a new thing called Kinyin Yad. Hoya meshcha b'goinev b'heimo b'Rishu Sbailim. No, not that's further on. Says Tosfos, firstly the top Tosfos, Rav Ashi Omar, you're going to tzirif yodei lamata megim lekiblo chederove. Pirush bekuntres dekoi amai deporich leel isu gnei velech vashtam shani diikanami isu gnei bekederove vekashi leri chada. The ma inyan chashivus mokum dalad inyan Shabbos lekinyan. How can you apply Rova's din in Shabbos to Hilchos Kinyan? Void. If you want to say that this is a kinyan yad, you don't have to bring rova for that. We've got a kinyan yad in Gittin. So we know that there's such a thing as a kinyan yad. If you want to use kinyan yad, you don't have to come on the Shabbos with rova. We know from the Torah there's such a kinyan. Why isn't he making the threshold of the entrance out of the Rishus Hayochid is more than three tvachim high. The leka agbo b'Rishus Hayochid, so in Rishus Hayochid there isn't agbo, and he flips it into his hand in Rishus Hayochid, lamala migimot tvachim, and so he'll be doing a hagbo in Rishus Harabim, he'll be doing a hagbo, whereas he didn't do one in Rishus Hayochid, and the hagbo in Rishus, let's say it's 10 tvachim above the Rishus Harabim. So he rolls it into his hand, and simultaneously he's chayav for Isur Shabbos and for Isur and for the Geneva. And then from Rova you can bring for Kinyan and for Shabbos. The Nira ki girsas hasefer shemotzu rivom b'sifrei Ashkenaz. So this read has the same girsa. The Goras in Nami Kidderov. Rov is a third view. The Kulu Milta Ashobas, Shabbos Koy, Kishitsiv Yoda, the Matam Gimot, the Apagav, the Lichashiv Linin Shabbos, Anoche El Agabi, Mokum Dalit, Ikehachachiv Shabbos, Kishitsiv Yoda, the Matam Gimot, the Matam Gimel Loibuin, and Mokum Dalit, the Chelovid Dami. Uchumunach Aara Dami. So it's not to teach us a new Kinyan Yad, it's simply to teach us that, you're worried that there's no. Isur Shabbos because the Yad is not a Dalad al Dalad. If it's Lamata Migimel, it's like Lovid. And that's what Rova wants to say. Inami, Afidu Tzirif Yodoi. Sorry, that's Ravashi. Inami, Afidu Tzirif Yodoi Lamala Migimel Ucha de Rova. The alternative vision, because I attack it's above Gimel like Rova, the Yodoi Chashuva Kedalad al Dalad. So that's the Rivam's Girsa. And let's do the next Tosfos. This is really, really important for us. By the way, the Chiddush that I have, that I'm working on, and we'll just have to see, because I've never heard this, and I've never seen it, so we're just going to have to try it and see if it works. I think it works in a lot of cases we've already had. I think there is a Yesodistic difference in the way the Ktsois sees the Shulchan Aruch and the way the Vilna Gaon sees the Shulchan Aruch. And I think here's the difference. I think the Vilna Gaon sees Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, Tur, Rosh, Rif as primary sources. So that the Tur, the Rambam, and the Rif are primary sources, that's obvious. But even the Shulchan Aruch he sees as a primary source. What do I mean by a primary source? It's not a summary or a perish of the Beis Yosef. The fact that he wrote the Beis Yosef earlier is irrelevant to the Shulchan Aruch, to understanding Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Vilna Gaon learns Shulchan Aruch, I think he's learning Shulchan Aruch as a sefer that stands alone, and that's why he tracks. I've always wondered with the Vilna Gaon, why do I need the Vilna Gaon to tell me Makoros for the Shulchan Aruch? The Beis Yosef does that. What is he adding? And then there are all sorts of chidushim in Vilna Gaon, and I'm really thinking of doing a kvias now of true Beis Yosef in Vilna Gaon, just to try and understand what it is that he brings. But I've always wondered, why did he set himself the top? Why did he see the necessity to write a Biur Hagro on Makoros for the Shulchan Aruch when we've got a Beis Yosef? And why does he comment on every single din in Shulchan Aruch? Why doesn't he just say, Ayin Beis Yosef? So to me, it seems he doesn't, that his method of learning is you've got to treat the Shulchan Aruch as if it was written by somebody else. It doesn't matter what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef is a parish on the two. The Shulchan Aruch is the Rabbi Yosef Kairos Shulchan Aruch. It's not a parish on the two. And it's not a summary of the two. So his chiddush is to reintroduce Shulchan Aruch as a primary text. Learn it like you would learn Rambam. We don't have the Rambam's parish on Shas. And we don't have the Rambam's parish on the Rif. So we don't go there to understand the Rambam. We treat the Rambam almost the way we treat a Gemara. That was the chiddush of the Brisker Derech. Take the text of the Rambam and treat it as a primary text. The Vilna Gaon does the same with the Shulchan Aruch. Not so the Ktsois HaChoshen. You remember, I've said all along, it seems to me that the Ktsois HaChoshen takes for granted that you've learned Tur Beis Yosef well, and that you know everything in Tur Beis Yosef, and he often uses it. I think it goes further than that. And I've always thought, you know, it's almost as if he wrote his parish on the Tur Beis Yosef, because he seldom really deals with the Shulchan Aruch. He often deals with the Beis Yosef and with the other Rishonim and Achroyim. But I think to him it's one sefer. When you're learning Shulchan Aruch, you're learning through Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch is one sefer. And he completely takes guidance from the Beis Yosef as to what the Pshat is in Shulchan Aruch. And I think, but this I haven't worked on at all, that that's the difference between the Sma and the Shach. The Sma first wrote a Peirush on Tur Beis Yosef. He wrote Prisha and Risha. And then he wrote Sma and Shulchan Aruch. So the Sma sees Shulchan Aruch as a continuation of Tur Beis Yosef, part of one sefer. The Shach didn't write anything on Tur Beis Yosef. And I think he sees the Shulchan Aruch as a primary text. And that's why the Beis Yosef, that's why the Ktsois keeps on clashing with the Shach, but he likes the Sma. Because it's the way that, and we'll see it in this Ktsois. We'll see it very, very clearly in this Ktsos. And he always, we know, we laugh about it already, how if he quotes a Shach, we know he's going to destroy him. But not so the Sma. I can't remember one case where he's destroyed a Sma. And the Sma usually gets a bigger bashing from others than the Shach does. Because the Shach's pilpul is probably greater and deeper and more complex than the Sma. But the Sma follows the same shita as the Ktsos HaChoshen in seeing Shulchan Aruch as a continuation of Tur Beis Yosef. So bear that in mind as we work through this piece. It will be quite fascinating. So here we come onto the second Tosfos, which is Rishus HaRabim Nami Kona, says Ravina. V'hod Omar b'hamecheres hasfina, the Abaye v'rovet d'amri tzavayu d'meshicha l'ikanya b'Rishus HaRabim, and we paskin like them. So let's take that as an axiom. Meshicha doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. We know that. This now creates a problem with Ravina. And in fact, when there's a machlekes between Ravina and Ravashi, the din is that you're generally paskin like Ravina. So if Ravina is in conflict with Abaye Verove, as the pashtus of the way we learned so far, Rashi kind of positioned us to make that assumption. Because it says Ravacha learns just like this, meaning that Mashiach doesn't work in Rishus HaRabi. Then Rashi doesn't comment on Ravina. But it implies, we assume, that what he's intending is, and Ravina says Mashiach does work in Rishus HaRabi. Says Tosfos, it says, Re, love Dafke, it's not necessary that Ravina is chilek with Abaye and Rove. So he introduces us to two kinyonim, lischayev ba'insim, and to make something yours. And that's all he says. He doesn't take us very far, other than opening for us the possibility that the kinyon here is different from a kinyon meshicha to be koine an object in Rishus HaRabim. We'll go much deeper into Shitas Ari. And the Ritzvo, Nire Eloi de Polik. And the Ritzvo says, so here I think Reberel is just coming on. Reberel, can you hear us? There we are. Hi, Reberel, good morning. Can you hear us? Oh, he's gone. So says the Ritzvo, there is a machlekes. Why? Because of the Mishnah in Merubah. Now we need to see the Mishnah in Merubah. Have you got a Baba Kama handy? He's trying to get on with his. He's only got an iPod and an iPad. And he's having problems getting on with the iPad. So if we look at the Mishnah in Merubah, Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, we learned this Mishnah before, not long ago.
Yeah.
So Gon of Birishus, Bailim Vitzavah, Chumacha, Chutz Mirushusam, etc. What we need is towards the end. If it was Moshe and it died while the animal died while it was still in Rishus HaBaylim, he's potter because he hasn't become a ganav yet. If he did a hagbo in Rishus HaBaylim before the animal dies, he's chayev. The son of Libchayr is benoy lebal chayv l'shem echina, l'shem l'nei sesocha v'secher. So here we have the two drachim in Rashi, if you remember, as to who gives it to the shomer. Is it the ganav who gave it to the shomer, or is it the bailim that gave it to shomer? For your moshcho umeis birishus habailim, and then he was moshe hit the ganav, the shomer is moshe hit birishus habailim potu, higbi yoshutzi mishus habailim umeis chayev. So on that, says Tosfos, our Tosfos, the Hobbit Merubah Gabi the son of Libchiris Benoi. So the one thing is that the Bailim gives it to the Kohen as pidyon for his son. Diktani Sefer Ikenami Lameda Kemoshi Medakte Kan. So everything we're talking about here applies there as well. Where is he taking it into? Is he taking it into Rishus HaRabim? Then it doesn't work. If it's into Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't work. The same thing. V'holzim linyan meshichet the kinyan ayri. L'loshin rishin shapir sham bekuntras. And there we're not talking about the geneva. We're talking about whether the kinyan works, according to the loshin rishin in Tosfos, in Rashi. So where he says, the son of Baal of Libachoris Benoy Lekoin Behes Sloim Shal Pidyon HaBein. So the question is whether the Kohen was Kohen. This has got nothing to do with the Ganav or with the Shomer. This is whether the Kohen was Kohen or not. The animal dies before the Kohen gets home. Has he got a claim for a new animal or not? So it depends whether he was koine or not. Says Tosfos, this has got nothing to do with kinyan shomrim. And even according to the Derech Hashniel Shel Tosfos, it's Rashi where it's talking about the Ganav giving it over to the Kohen, still, based on the Gemara on Samach Hei Amud Aleph, you can see that Meshicha only works where there is a place that is Ro'i Lekinyan. So that's very important. So if you look at that, look at Samach Hei Amud Aleph in Bava Kama. And there also we've got a famous little piece of Gemara that comes all over the place. There's a brisa at the very start, at the very bottom of Samech Dalad Amud Beis, Lichidatanya. Yodo, it says that if the Ganeva is found in the Yad of the Ganev, it says in the Torah, Ein Li Elo Yodo, does that mean that he's a Ganev only if it's in his Yad? Gagoy Chatzero Vekafifo Minayin? How do we know that it includes Gagoy Chatzero and Karfifo? Talmud Lehman, Imam Tzeitim Atzei Mekol Makom. Ah, there we can see you. Can you see us?
Yeah, I just was able to get...
Okay, so you're flowing in and out. I hope you can hear us okay. Can you hear? Okay. So we're on, at the moment, we're working on the Sugya and Ksubas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We've looked at the Gemara and at the Tosfos. Tosfos has referred us to the Mishnah in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and now to the which we've just started looking at to a Braisa on Samech Hei Amud Aleph, Ein Li Elo Yodo Gag Chatzera VeKafifu Minayin in Bava Kama Talmid Loimari Matzei Matzei Mikol Mokor. So Tosfos learns from that there is an understanding that a Ganav can only be Koine in if he's koine in a place which is ro'i lekinyan. So Rishus HaRabim is ro'i lekinyan hagbo, but it's not ro'i lekinyan meshicha, for example. So you've got to look not only at what kinyan is being used, but you've also got to look at what place that kinyan is being used, because different kinyonim work in different places. And Tosfos wants to prove from here that even according to the second loshon in Rashi on Bava Kama Ayin Tes, You still need a mokom haroi lekinyan. So the Ritzvah holds that there's no way that Meshicha can work in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's not a mokom haroi lekinyan. And we see from Daf Samachay and Bava Kama that a mokom that's not roi lekinyan, a ganav can't be koine in it, the kinyan Meshicha. So clearly says the Ritzvah, Ravina is chaylek with Abaye Barov. Ravina holds that Meshicha works in Rishus HaRabim. That he's chaylik on that essence, on that essential din that we take completely for granted, that Meshicha does not work in Rishus HaRabim, says the Ritzvah, according to Ravina, it does, which means we can't paskin like Ravina. Although we normally paskin like Ravina, in our Sugi and Ksubis, we cannot paskin like Ravina, because paskining like Ravina would go against Abaye Verove on the question of Meshicha not being Koine and Rishus HaRabim, and we've already paskened all over the place, like Abaye Verove, that Meshicha doesn't work. And since, according to the Ritzvah, Ravina is chilek with Abaye Verove, we would have to paskin like Rav Ashi. That's how Tosfos comes out in the understanding of the Sugya. So now I want to look into, I think there was one other Tosfos that we put in the Maran Mekomis. We've looked at Bava Kama Chof Tes Amud Beis in Tosfos, where he gives Pshat in Rashi. Yes. So he's got this Hofer Chesagalo B'Rishus HaRabim. There's a pile of dirt in Rishus HaRabim, and he turns it over and he moves it. And then the Gemara says, Lo shonu ela shniskavin liskos bohem, aval lo yniskavin lisk bohem potzer, it's only if he has kavanah to be zecher. It says, Tosfos in elo amar avashi kishehofcha befochos migimel, mikan ein ledaktek deloy boy hagbo gimel tfochim. Dechi miskavin kani behagbo pochos migimel. You can't learn from here that hagbo works less than three tfochim if there is kavanah. The shana achi mishum da'afilu chabota behefker. Kani, this is hefker and it's different. Inami, mishum da'avi hai golal bekela, bekani lekela, because he's using his shovel and that's kone. Inami, keshimagbia beyodoi, you can say it's not using kela, but he's using his hands. The kivan shu beyodoi, kani befochus migimel, because since it's in yodoi, he can be kone and pochus migimel, because yad is a separate kinyan. So once again, seeing that the idea of Yad working under Pochus is a different kind of a Kinyan, and it's like a Kinyan Yad, which brings Tosfos and Ksubas to ask, but if it's a Kinyan Yad, we know that from the Nasla B'Yodo, and why do we need to come onto Rova and all of that? So those are the Tosfos and we need. What we need to look now is to learn some Rambam. We'll come back to the Inyan of Igad later on. So let's start with the Rambam in Shabbos Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel in Shabbos. Perek Yud Gimel Aleph and Beis. Beryl, one of the comments I made before you joined is that while working on this, something struck me that I've got no Masorah for or no Rayas for, but I think it's worked with everything we've learned so far on the Ketzos, and I'm really interested in looking at it further, and it helps a lot with this sugya, is a difference between the way the Vilna Gaon and the Ketzos HaChoshen understand the Shulchan Aruch, that the Vilna Gaon sees the Ketzos HaChoshen sees the Shulchan Aruch as a summary of the Beis Yosef. So he takes for granted that we've learned Turin Beis Yosef, and if he's trying to understand Pshat in Shulchan Aruch, he assumes the Pshat to be the way the Beis Yosef learns it too, unless there's some reason that to say that he's been Chayzer. So he sees it as an integrated piece, Turin Shulchan Aruch and Beis Yosef. The Vilna Gaon seems to see Shulchan Aruch as a primary text, the way he sees Rambam. That you've got to learn the Shulchan Aruch as an independent text. Beis Yosef is a perish on Tur. Shulchan Aruch is a separate sefer. And I'm just interested in exploring that as we go through and seeing if that holds, and we'll have a look at it here. So looking at the Rambam, and we'll learn the Rambam certainly as a primary text. So Eina Moitzi Mereshus Mereshus Amavim Mereshus Rabbim Putz La'avam Eschayev Ad Shiyakor Chavitz Magabim Mokim Shiyesh Bo Arba Tzvachim Al Arba Tzvachim O Yosef Yaniach Agabim Mokim Shiyesh Bo Arba Al Arba Tzvachim. So that's the Yisoid of Hakir and Anocha. In Halacha Beis Yodo Shalodim Chashuv Eloi Ke Arba Al Arba. You can do a hanocha in a yad. Etc. So as long as you can put it in his name. So the yad of an odom is like arba and arba. And it goes, the yad follows the rishus in which the person is standing. Then in Yud Gimel, in Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, so that's in Halacha Yud Aleph, we come onto our Halacha. If there's a long bar, like a spear or a stick, on the ground, and he lifts the one end of the long stick without moving the other end, and then he rolls it over. So he's rolling it over, but each time he's only magbia the one end of the stick, leaving the other end of the stick where it was on the ground. And he does it like this. Hashem Yishu Yom Lechbots V'Shlicha Lefonav Aderech Zu Ad She'evir Achev, it's Kama Milin, and he can go several kilometers this way. Potter. There's no Chiyuv, he's Potter. Because that's not Nakira, he wasn't Oiker the whole Chevitz. Lefi Shiloi Oker Achevitz Kulu Mi'al Gabi Horetz. However, v'im Moshach Achevitz V'giriroi Al Horetz Mitchilas Arba Losef Arba. But if he dragged it, he doesn't have to lift it off the ground. If he just moves it from its place, and he moves the whole stick forward, he rolls it or he drags it, because megalgil is considered akira. So although the case of the long stick that he moves up backwards and forwards, that's not akira, but to roll it is called akira. So that's fine. So that's what we would expect based on our Gemaras. Let's look at Hilchas Geneva. Perek Gimel Aloch Beis. So here he comes onto Kimle Midrav Aminei. And in Perik Aloha Beis, it says, "Kets Zorachet b'Shabbos Mitchilas Arba Losef Arba v'Korah Beged Chavere Ba'alichoso u'Shehid Ligadish Chavere b'Shabbos Shishigon of Kis b'Shabbos v'Hoyom Megarer Ad Shiratziyam Rishus Abaylim Shirushus Hayochid Rishus Harabim v'Avdoi Sham Harayze Potu Minatashlumin Shiisu Shabbos v'Isu Gneiva v'Hezek Boyin Keechot." So, how would you say the Rambam is learning, like Ravino or Ravashi?
Seems to allow Rosh Hashanah. Well, he says
Potter. So then it doesn't allow for that if the Chiyuv comes, if he approaches the Chiyuv, which means he does allow Rosh Hashanah, which does, like Ravina. Seems to be like Ravina, because if it was like Ravashi, he should say he has to put his hand down. He doesn't say anything about putting the hand down. So, but Pashtus, he's passing in like Ravina, which means he holds like Ri.
Tosfos.
Like Ri in Tosfos, not like the Ritzvah in Tosfos. The Ritzvah says Ravina and Abaye Verova Ochelek, and therefore you cannot paskin like Ravina. And the Ri says Ravina Ravina and Abaye Verova are not Cholek, and therefore you could paskin like Ravina and still hold that the Mashiach isn't Kohen and Mashiach is a Rabbi, because this Mashiach is different. Now look at where I had the big epiphany in the Rambam. Look in the previous perek, Halacha Tezai. Right, just the previous perek, the end of the previous perek. Perek Beis, Halacha Tezai in the Rambam. Hagenev birushus habaylim. Hoil v'hagneva adayin hi birushusom, potter. Why are you potter if you're going even a rushus bailim? Because you haven't taken it out of his rushus. So in that phrase, the Rambam has defined Gneva. Gneva is taking an object of a Bailim out of his Rishus. And therefore Potter, Mina Kefer. Chenim Tova Chomach Hashem B'Rishus and Potter. All based on that Mishnah that we learned in Bovakam. Vim Higbiya HaGneva Nischayif Mishum Gneiv Afa Pisha Dain Lohitziyim Rishus HaBailim. If he does a hagbor b'rishus bailim, that's called taking it out of the rishus bailim. Because although you haven't taken it physically out of his property, by doing a kinyan hagbor, you've acquired ownership of it, and that means you've taken it out of the rishus bailim. Ketzad ben otzeh men adir, v'yom eshche v'yotzi yom esh b'rishus ha-bailim potur, hi b'yotzi m'rishus ha-bailim m'es chayif. The son of Sham beveis habaylim libechoyres benoy or lebal choyva or leshumechinim or leshoel or lenoise socher or lesecher. So he, the ganav, gives it over to the shomer or whoever. For hayomosh chazeh shinitan lo yumes poter hashomer. Igbiyo shitzi meshus baylim umes chayv hashomer or bal hachoyv shinitan lo mibnish adayin lo yhoitziu haganav mirushus baylov. So at what point does the Rambam say a ganav becomes chayef? The point is when you moitzi mirushus the bailim. the Or Hagbor, which is a form of Moitzi Mirushus. Leave Hagbor aside, and it's clear from the Rambam that all you have to do to be Chayev is to move it across the boundary line.
But does he doesn't qualify and say what type of Mirushus?
No, nor does he say it's a Kinyan Mashiach. He just says you take it out of the Rishus. You don't have to be koinet. The only reason you have to be koinet is in Rishus HaYochid. If you're in the Rishus Bailim, you have to be koinet, because if you're not koinet, it's still in the Rishus Bailim. But if you take something out of the Rishus Bailim, then you don't have to, it's not a question of being koinet. You're goinet the moment you take it out. You become a ganav. So the kinyonim then kick in. It's not that you're koine and thereby you become a ganav. That works within Rishus Bailim. But if you take the chayfetz over the boundary, you become a ganav at that point. Mamela, you're koine, you're chayv for this, you're chayv for that. All those hilchas ganeva kick in. But the act that makes you a ganav is taking it over the boundary line. Because that's the only thing he says is missing here. Shelo hutziyu mirushus bailim. Implying, avali moitzi mirushus bailim, he would be chayv.
The same route. When Ravina says Dekoine and Rishus HaRabin, is that Algedem Shicha? Is that
no? But I'm saying now it's a new Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan. Maybe it's a Kenyan. Tosfos calls it a Kenyan Lizchayev Boinsim, is what Ree calls it.
You require a mechanism to transfer over.
You have to become a Ganav. You have to become a Ganav. If you're a Ganav, certain halachas apply to you. The same as if you become an Eshes Ish, certain halachas apply to you. If you become an Eved, certain halachas apply to you. You become a Ganav, certain halachas apply to you. At what point do you become a Ganav?
You require a Kenyan to become a Ganav.
Says who?
The way we have learned it originally.
Of course, the way we've always learned it. The way we've always learned it. So, but the Rambam isn't saying that here. The Rambam is saying you become a Ganav when you're Moitzi Mirushus Bailim.
How did you do that, Moitzi?
Doesn't matter. You can kick it, you can be Megarer it, it can walk by itself. Sure. You can goad the animal.
He says, V'hoya Moish Chayze, Shenitin Layer Mace.
Yeah, but he's saying, this Mashiach is not that, that happened to be the way you started.
That, there, he brings Mashiach there to say, but it's just Bailim that won't work.
So you're saying on the Shehaitzioi Mirshus Bailim.
Yeah, but the Lashon of Gemara is the same. The Mishnah uses a Lashon of Mashiach and the...
Yes, but the Mashiach is inside. Look at the Rambam. So he gives it over to a Shomer Chinam Shoel Noisi Sokol V'Soicher V'Hoyo Moish Choyze She'nitan Loi Umeis Potur HaShomer, because it died Mirshus Bailim. Higbiyo oisho hoitzi mirushus bailim. It doesn't say hoitziyo oisho moshko mirushus arabim. He says higbiyo oisho hoitziyo. He is magbiya in rushus bailim. O hoitziyo mirushus bailim. Then you don't need hagbo. You don't need anything if you're moitzi mirushus bailim.
When a Maimar says, wants to be madaik, that Mashiach is a kinyan and shayim, and that's all rushus bailim. When the Gemara goes,
yeah, we wanted a raya.
Yes.
It was all...
But that was all with respect to in Rishus Bailim, I suppose. It's part of a PBO in Rishus Bailim. Or you would see in Rishus Bailim.
But
it doesn't say how you got it.
Right.
Simply
the act of being Moitzi Mirushus Bailim, that's how the Rambam learns this Mishnah and the Sugya. The act of being Moitzi Mirushus Bailim makes you a Ganav with all the halachas of Geneva. So you become Chayv be careful and all those Dalavay, all the things then kick in the moment you take it out of Rishus Bailim.
So when it says at the very end of the Mishnah, Hayam Moishvay, who makes Rishus Bailim Potter, and you're being. The Rambam is being a diak that doesn't say Hoitzioi Al Yedei Amshicha.
Right.
The Moishcho is only on the Reisha.
Right.
Which is violent.
And the Nafkimina will be that the Rambam agrees with Abayavarava. If you do a normal Mashiach in Rishus HaRabim, it's not going to work. This is not because Mashiach in Rishus HaRabim works. This is only for a ganav, and that's pshat in Ri.
Well, hold on. When Ravina says that you can be chayev, he's saying for a mashicha into Rosh Hashanah, that's also considered a good kenyan. But
that's how the Ritzvolin. The Ritzvolin that Ravina is saying that Mashiach works in Rosh Hashanah and therefore is chelek on Abaye Verove. The Rambam is saying, no, I agree that Mashiach doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. Of course, Mashiach doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. You don't need Mashiach to become a ganav.
And going back to the first Rambam we just saw,
that's because we just assumed when he said Rosh Hashanah that it was going to Ravina, but really that's not relevant. There's no kinyan required.
Going back to the first Rambam we just read, so where you asked us, what is
yes.
the Rambam follow?
So still, we're consistent with that. The Rambam holds like Ravina. Ravina is cholek with Abaye and Rava. No, he's not. Ravina agrees that you can't, that Mashiach doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. All Ravina is saying, but a ganav doesn't need Mashiach. He just has to be Motzi Mirosh Hashanah.
Hold on,
we're
saying Ravina. I thought Ravina was, well, Ravina says the Gemara says Ravina holds that.
Did you say something?
Ravina says the Gemara that you can be chayav in Shusa Rabbit. Yes. So that then is with respect to Mashiach, we're saying.
We assumed it was respect to Mashiach, but that's not how the Re learns him. The Re and Tosfos, that's not how the Re learns Ravina, and it's certainly not how the Rambam learns Ravina.
Right, so the
and Rashi said nothing.
Only Legabe, he said it's only Legabe, Skype Oinsen.
Which Rashi are you referring to? The Rashi in Bava Kamma seems to differ with the Rambam.
Which Rashi in Bava Kamma?
So the first in the Mishnah and Ayin Tes. The Mishnah says, Rashi says, "Kishotziyam mirushusa nasa elof ganav kno, or shaganav klutz mirushusa kno b'mashicha."
Just half a second. Let me have a look at the Rashi there.
In the Mishnah and Ayin Tes.
Yes. Or shaganav klutz mirushusa ganav b'mashicha ba'elim etavemach klutz mir. Yes, it does.
He says Mashiach over and over.
Yes, so Rashi and Bava Kamma, you're absolutely right, would certainly be learning like we understood the Pashtas, that Mashiach works. But is it talking Rosh Hashanah there when it says Ganav Rishus HaBailim, Ganav Chutz Mirushusam, V'Tavach Umocha? When it says Ganav Chutz Mirushusam, does that mean necessarily in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
And you could say it's not in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but...
You could say it's in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but not in the Rosh Hashanah Bailim. But the Pashtus, you're absolutely right. The Pashtus, he seems to say that it's a Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
You'd also, wouldn't you say that the Mishnah and Ayin Tes is the language is a shtickle riot to the Rambam? Because it says, Ganav Rosh Hashanah Bailim, the Tavach HaMokha, Chutz Mir Shusam. All the Mishnah keeps on saying is, Chutz Mir Shus of
yes.
the Baal. Seems but, very much like the Rambam was saying. It's nothing to do with and how you did it. It's just about that it's outside of the Rosh Hashanah of the Baal. Now it's outside the Rosh Hashanah of the Baal.
That you're remote in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, we were saying that it seems to be that this is the Rambam's Makor. That the Pashtus of the Lashon HaMishnah and even the Sugya afterwards seems to be that the act of Geneva is taking it out of the Rosh Hashanah Bailim, and it doesn't matter how you do that. And so Megara V'Yotze is one of the ways you take it out of Rosh Hashanah Bailim, says Ravina. So if you take it out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that doesn't matter. You've taken it out of, once you've taken it out of Rosh Hashanah Bailim into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you've become a Ganav. Which seems to be like Rambam. So that was what I wanted to understand in the Rambam. Let's just have a look at Tur Beis Yosef. If we look at the Tur Beis Yosef, And by the way, that was when I said to you earlier, Rebbe, it was before you joined us, when I said to you earlier that that I found a Rebbe Zalman that was mechav into the way I was doing the Rambam, it's this one. So if you look at Rebbe Zalman on this Rambam, it's a long Rebbe Zalman. The first part of it deals primarily with the Raivitz Kasha, which is not directly, we're not directly concerned with. But the second part of it is... of the Rebbe Zalman works exactly along these lines, saying clearly, according to the Rambam, this is not about Mashiach, it's about Hitzor Merushus Bailim. So if we look at Tur in Shin and Aleph, so Yesh Ganov Shepotu Mil Lishayim Ve'ezazeh Shibora Imat Hashlimin Chiyuv Misa Kegonagonif Kis B'Shabbos V'loy higbiyo b'rishus b'aylim, elo yo megarro yo mutsiyo, m'rishus b'aylim, m'rishus harabim, v'chiber yodo ila miftan habayis toich shloisho somuch l'oritz, v'yipilo l'toicho sh'isu Shabbos v'isu gneva boyin ke'echot. So the Tur clearly paskins like Ravashi, which means he must be holding like the Ritzvot. Because if he were holding like the Ri, the Klal is generally we paskin like Ravina. If the Tur is paskin like Ravashi, it's because he couldn't paskin like Ravina. And the reason he couldn't paskin like Ravina is because Ravina is cholek with Abaye Verova about Mashiach B'Rishus HaRabim. So have a look at the Beis Yosef. Havalim Ibir Tchilas B'Vez Abaye, etc. Yamagari Mosi B'Rishus HaBailim. Raisa beferik elu naros, ufesoko harambam beferik gimel mehichus geneva, umasik beferik etc. etc. So he claims that the Tur is paskining like the Rambam.
Sorry, I'm getting a lot of interference, a lot of noise.
Is that coming from Ribeiro's computer? Is that better?
I hear somebody else's voice.
Are we okay now?
Good.
Okay now? So the Beis Yosef says that the Tur paskins like the Rambam, which means the Tur must be holding, according to the Beis Yosef, the Tur assumes that the Beis Yosef is paskining, that the Rambam is paskining like Ravashi, although he doesn't mention anything about putting his hand mitachas l'gimel tvochim. The Tur assumes that that's the way it must be because there's no way the Rambam could be paskening like Ravina. Because the Tur must be learning like Ri, and since we know that the Rambam paskens like Abaye Verove, you must give say pshat in the Rambam means that you put the hand below three tefachim, and so the Tur must be paskening, the Tur is paskening like the Rambam, says the Beis Yosef.
Even though the Rambam doesn't give all the qualifications.
Although the Rambam doesn't give those qualifications, and the way we learned Pshat in the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, we came up with a different approach to the Rambam. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Nun Aleph, so Shulchan Aruch brings the din without the Tur's addition. Have you got that Shin Nun Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch? Yesh Ganav Shepotur Milashalem Ve'ezeh Zeh Shebo Im Atashlumin Chiyuv Misa Kegoin Hagoinev Kis B'Shabes Ve'lo Yigbir B'Rishus HaBailim Elo Hayom Megarro Mitzia M'Rishus HaBailim M'Rishus HaRabim. Makes no mention of Yad. So he brings the Loshon like the Rambam. So this would be a great case to say, do we regard the Shulchan Aruch as a summary of the Beis Yosef, in which case we would have to say that he's reading the Rambam like the Tur reads the Rambam and he takes it for granted that you know that the Yad must be under three Tvachim, or is the Shulchan Aruch an independent sefer? Look at the Vilna Gaon. Says the Biur HaGro in Sifkot Aleph, Chein hu loshon ha-Rambam b'ferik gimel. Ufosak kiravina shab. Uchetayrutz ri betoisvus. Sham dibra maske levishus rabbi. Aval atur kosov keterutz derav ashi shab. Veravacha. Vayin toisvus hanal b'shem ritzvo. V'chein kosov b'bova kama ayin tes. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Ravina and hold like Ri, and the Tur and the Rosh as well. The Tur holds like Ravashi and paskins like the Ritzvo, says the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon's not interested in the Beis Yosef. The fact that the Beis Yosef says that the Tur is paskining like the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon's not going there. There's something else that, one other thing that I would like you to look at before we get into the Ktzos. If you look in Shin Mem Ches in Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Ches Seif Dalet, when do you become a ganav? From the time of Meshicha. So he says you need a Kenyan Meshicha, but that Kenyan Meshicha can't be Birushus Bailim. Says the Sma in Sifkot and Ches, Mayri de Moshcho b'malkum shekoyne Meshicha dahaynu besimto v'chotzer shishir shneim v'koshken k'she Moshcho l'rishusa. This can't be talking about Rishus HaRabim because Meshicha doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. So you've got to say that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a Meshicha in a simta. Says the Vilna Gaon in Sifkot and Yudalit, let me just see if he says anything. No, he talks on a different thing. Tesvov. Look at the grow Sifkot and Tesvov. Chutz Mirushus. Ayin Sma. Rudas Tesis. Rudas Tesis, Vatura, Vamilosh and Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Shinunan, the Loy Mashmakain.
Right, so he's consistent.
So the Vilna Gaon is consistent. The Sma is seeing the Shulchan Aruch as a continuation of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef holds that the Tur has Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam's also going Beshitas Ravashi. And therefore everybody's going Beshitas Ravashi, and that's why he corrects, so to say, he expands on the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch. Says the Vilna Gaon, you don't have to do that because we've already said the Shulchan Aruch goes B'shitas HaRambam. And in Shitas HaRambam, you don't need to say that this is Dafke B'simta. This could be in Rishus HaRabim as well. This is that's how the Vilna Gaon learns B'pashtas. So now we can go into the Ktzos HaKoshen, just that we're running out of time. That gives us the basis. So what we've got is a machlokes as to how to understand the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon understands the Rambam the way we were understanding the Rambam, that Meshicha, that a Kinyan in Rishus HaRabim is not what does it, it's the Hoitzoh in Rishus Bailim that does it. The Sma learns the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam as paskening like Ravashi, because they've got to, if you hold like the Ritzvo, and Abaye Varov say there's no Meshicha in Rishus HaRabim, if you hold that to become a Ganav, you have to do a Kinyan Meshicha, then it can't possibly be Birushus HaRabim, because we paskin like Abaye Varova. So they're forced to, because they hold that you can't do a Kinyan Meshicha in Rishus HaRabim, those two halachas, if you hold you can't do a Kinyan Meshicha in Rishus HaRabim, and you hold that you need a Kinyan to become a Ganav, then you have to paskin like Ravashi. the way we understood in the Rambam was a chidush in the Din Geneva, that you don't have to be kone b'mashicha or b'hagbor. Merely taking something out of Rishus HaBailim makes you a ganav, and then everything else kicks in. The question is, why is the Beis Yosef willing to understand the tour in such a way that is not b'pashtus HaRambam? So what I did find was a Perish HaMishnayis in Borei Kana, which you probably don't, or you might have in front of you, but it's. I just want to read it to you. A Perish HaMishnayis on the Mishnah in Borei Kana, which is very strange. He says the following. This is the Loshon of the Rambam. Limeid oisonu bezoisa halocha shnei ikori. That the Mishnah teaches us in this halocha two principles. Ho'echo, the first one. Ki haganav lo yikore ganav ad shiyovi oisoi dover hagonuv birushusoi veyikne oisoi bederech midarche kenius hametaltini. So there's a Rambam in Perish HaMishnayos that says, Mefurish, you need a kinyan to become a ganav. So we would have to say he was chozer. The way the Vilna Gaon learns the Rambam, you would have to say he's chozer. The way the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam, you don't. And that might be part of the reason that they... I think there are two reasons maybe that the Beis Yosef learns that way in the two. The one is because if you hold that you need a kinyan to become a ganav, and you hold that you need... and you can't do a kinyan mashiach and mishus harabim, you can't paskin like Ravina. Maybe because of this Perish HaMishnayos, they assume that that's how the Rambam holds. We would have to say he was chozer from that. Which is going to be difficult.
Again, that's how the Vilna Gaon is learning, right?
That's how the Vilna Gaon would seem to be learning, that the Rambam is chozer. The Vilna Gaon would have to learn that the Rambam's chozer. That the Perish HaMishnayos. And again, if we say, just as we say, it's the whole derech of the Vilna Gaon is not to consider texts other than the one he's working on. So the same is, he learns the Rambam. If you learn pshat of the Rambam, that's how you come out in the Rambam. When the Rambam was 18 years old, he wrote a Perish HaMishnayos that says something else, but that's not what you learn. That's not pshat in the Yad HaChazaka. If you learn pshat in Yad HaChazaka, it's clear what the Rambam said. Mm-hmm. And not to be distracted by what he says somewhere else. Just as he doesn't want to be distracted in the Shulchan Aruch by what the Beis Yosef says somewhere else. So those are the factors that we can now go into the Ktzos HaChoshen. If we didn't have the Yesod, just to give you as you go through the Ktzos HaChoshen in preparation of next week, we'll go through it very quickly. Next week in Yitzhak Hashem. As you go through it, just bear in mind that idea that I'm saying to you, that the Ktzos HaChoshen learns the Shulchan Aruch as integrated with the true Beis Yosef. Because otherwise, his kashas are not going to make any sense. Even his kasha from the Gemara and Shabbos doesn't make any sense according to the way we've understood the Rambam. And at the end, he asks a kasha on the Rambam that doesn't make any sense at all, the way we've understood the Rambam. So for some reason, he learns the Rambam like the Sma learns the Shulchan Aruch. And that's governed by what the Beis Yosef says on the Tur. Mm-hmm. So if you understand that in the Ktzos HaChoshen, then we'll understand the Ktzos HaChoshen's kashas and his need to redefine Pshat in Rashi. That's what will emerge as a result of that. So I think that's what to do. If you could just review what we did today, see if you're okay, if you're comfortable with because it's a chiddush in the Rambam. If you have an opportunity to look at Rabbi Zalman, that would be great. You don't have to go deeply into it. If you merely go through and you're the second half, particularly, you can skim it quite fast. You'll see the pieces where he talks about the Rambam. And how that he learns the Rambam in a similar way to the way we've just learnt it. See the Vilna Gaon, clearly what the Vilna Gaon says. See that you're comfortable with what we're saying, setting them up as two different ways of understanding the Rambam. And then work through the Ktzos HaChoshen once again. And I think we'll see very clearly how that... Sorry?
Find
Rabbi Sazam. Rabbi Sazam's on the Kseder Rambam. On this very Rambam in Yichus Geneva. Perik Beis Aloka Tezai. Is where you'll find it, and you'll see that he learns the whole thing in that derech, And it'll make it a little bit clearer if you have an opportunity to do that. And then when we go through the Ktzos HaChoshen, it'll be very interesting because his kasha from Gemara Shabbos will not be that much of a kasha, but his redefinition of Rashi, his pshat in Rashi in Ksubas is amazing. Even if we don't need it, there's no hechrach for it, but at the start it works with the words of Rashi too. So that will be important. But he's left with a kasha on the Rambam, and the way we've learned the Rambam, there isn't a kasha. But he can't learn the Rambam that way because of his whole worldview of how to understand Rambam or how to understand Shulchan Aruch. So that's those were the two chidushim that came to me this week. The one is in the Rambam that there's no kinyan necessary to become a ganav. That's a itzor mirushus bailim. And the other is this idea, which we'll explore and see whether it works, that the Vilna Gaon and the Ktzos HaChoshen and possibly the Sma and the Shaf have two very different ways of understanding Shulchan Aruch. One understands it as a primary text, and one understands it as a summary of Beis Yosef, and therefore as almost as a perush on two, which is completely different.
Very good. Terrific. Yes, Yashikach.
Thanks. I'm happy that you could join, Rabbi Erl.
Yes, thank you.
So next week, Yemir Tzashim, we will be on, and we'll go through the Ktzos HaChoshen and hopefully go further into the next piece of Ktzos. Yeah.
Okay. Yeshikaya.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll have a good week.
You will.
Thank you very much.
Bye.